Let's talk about adjuvant therapy for the HER2 positive patient. What are some of the unanswered questions right now that you'd like to see studied in trials?
Yeah. Well, it's really hard for me to know whether the concept of giving Herceptin with the chemotherapy, how important that is. How important is timing and how important is it to give it with the chemotherapy? Perez's study, the NCCTG study that randomized patients between getting it concurrently and getting it after, suggests that getting it concurrently is important, but that study is odd in that getting the Herceptin after isn't different than the arm that didn't get the Herceptin, that the difference is not there where it is in every other trial. Instead, it's only in the concurrent arm, and I don't know how to put those two pieces of information together. In HERA, for example, although there were some big weights to administer Herceptin because patients completed their chemotherapy and then sometimes radiation, so another 6 or 8 weeks, there's still a big effect from giving Herceptin. If you could have moved the Herceptin back closer to the chemotherapy, would that have been better? I think a lot of us are giving Herceptin now through radiation because it appears to be pretty safe. So all of those things are questions. How long should we be giving Herceptin for? There's this tantalizing result from Heike Yonsu that suggests that a very short duration, I think 9 weeks of Herceptin, is giving a magnitude of benefit that appears quite similar to all the one-year trials. And then we're waiting for the 1 versus 2 year trial. So the length of treatment, and now we're going to move into a setting where we're probably going to compare lapatinib given after chemotherapy to Herceptin, to the combination. And then there's the whole question of where anthracyclines go in the HER2 overexpressing patients. There's lots of data now from ourselves, and there was a big overview presented at San Antonio suggesting that it is the HER2 overexpressing patients who are getting the most differential benefit from an anthracycline versus non-anthracycline containing regimen, and yet those are the very patients where you might want to avoid cardiac damage and maybe give Herceptin closer or with chemotherapy. So now I think the taxotere-carbo regimen will be very attractive to be able to do that because it's been well tested, and which of those approaches is going to be better. So there's a lot of questions around this group of patients.
What about the issue of trastuzumab without chemotherapy in the adjuvant setting?
Well, I suspect it works. And I guess the unanswered question is it better given with chemotherapy? I don't think we know. We know that it's active as a single agent. We know from the single agent trial it had quite a bit of activity in these patients. There's probably an elderly intermediate risk group of people where you might like to give it that way, but there's really no data about it.